The long political honeymoon of California Governor Arnold Schwarzenegger appears to be over. His events are routinely picketed by thousands of demonstrators, and his poll numbers have plunged. Now Schwarzenegger has withdrawn a measure that was a central part of his agenda. And as NPR's Ina Jaffe reports, his opponents say the governor hasn't seen anything yet.
Arnold Schwarzenegger has recently faced opponents more formidable than any he's previously encountered in either movies or politics. California voters have seen them on their TV screens. They are the widows of police officers slain on the job, widows like Terry March.
I was left alone with my young daughter. Moving forward from that day was difficult in so many ways, but death and disability benefits helped us to make it financially. Now Governor Schwarzenegger wants to eliminate death and disability benefits for all future government employees, including police officers.
This ad was paid for by the Los Angeles Police Protective League. Public employee unions of all kinds have complained that Schwarzenegger's initiative to shift their pensions to a 401k-style plan would also eliminate death and disability benefits. It's one of the measures the governor was aiming to put before the voters in a possible special election in November. But last week, he withdrew it. And in typical Schwarzenegger fashion, he made that sound like a good thing.
I see everything in a very positive way. You can always go and say, you know something? Let's pull it back and let's do it better. So this is what this is about. We are saying let's do it better.
Schwarzenegger says he would like to work out a new pension overhaul with the legislature, but if he can't, he'll put another measure before the voters next year. The Democrats who control the legislature are getting tired of the governor's threats, says Assembly Speaker Fabian Nunez.
The best way to forge compromise and to find common ground is not by having a gun to the head of the legislative branch of government. That is not the way you do it. You do it by working together. You don't do it by pushing people around and trying to bully legislative leaders.
Far from feeling bullied, however, the governor's opponents in and out of government see his backing down on the pension initiative as a win for their side. Still, there are three more Schwarzenegger-backed measures that could end up on a special election ballot this fall. One would require teachers to be paid according to merit rather than seniority. Another would give the governor extensive new powers to cut spending. A third would transfer the job of drawing legislative districts from state lawmakers to a panel of retired judges. Lou Paulson is a firefighter from the Bay Area and a spokesman for the Alliance for a Better California, a labor coalition opposing Schwarzenegger's initiatives. He says the governor should expect no peace.
I guess the best word is pressure. We're going to be out there in rallies and meetings to let folks know $70 million for a special election is a lot of money when we're still looking at a budget deficit, and the budget issues have yet to be fixed by this governor.
Schwarzenegger suffered other setbacks in recent months. None of the Republican candidates he backed in state legislative races won. His plan to, quote, blow up the boxes of state bureaucracy is on indefinite hold, and he's taken a beating in opinion polls. Less than a year ago, he had an approval rating of 65%. The latest survey from San Jose State University shows just 49% of registered voters think Schwarzenegger is doing a good job. Republican political strategist Arnold Steinberg says the superstar governor may now have an image problem.
The image is that he's in trouble, that he has momentum going against him. And with a politician, sometimes that can become self-reinforcing. Downward momentum brings on more downward momentum.
The governor's fighting back with his own commercials and with the rally yesterday on the Capitol steps. Unlike the protests that have drawn thousands, 150 people turned out to show their support. Ina Jaffe, NPR News, Los Angeles.